Morning Ireland, it's 7:15 and yesterday morning we were bringing you the news of that road tragedy in Carndonagh in Donegal on Wednesday evening in which a six-year-old girl died. And last night the news came through that the girl's mother, who had been hospitalised after the crash, had also died. Our Northwest correspondent Shane O'Carine is on the line. Shane, what information can you give us this morning?
Yes, Anya, a sad day, or sad few days in North Inishowen. The 6-year-old girl who passed away, she's been named locally as Ella McLaughlin, and her mother, Natalie, aged in her 20s, she passed away as a result of her injuries at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast yesterday. The family were travelling in the car in that traffic collision that happened on Wednesday evening, and the male front seat passenger, he is recovering from non-life-threatening injuries at Altney Galvin Hospital in Derry. And the Ella's sister, the infant child, she is receiving treatment for non-life-threatening injuries at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. It's understood the driver of the van, a male aged in his late teens, did not sustain serious injuries. It's been very sad in North Inishowen. Now, we were up there yesterday. The collision happened on the R240 at Carrowmore, Glentocher, near Carndonagh. That's the main thoroughfare connecting North Inishowen with the rest of Donegal. People use it to travel to work through their daily excursions. That regional road is one of the main arteries out of North Inishowen. And yesterday, people paid tributes to the emergency services and to the Gardaí who responded. And I know Gardaí have issued an appeal for further information as well. Garda Inspector Sean McDade from Buncrana Garda Station, he spoke to us yesterday too, and he said people, no matter how small, any information if they saw either vehicle travelling from 6:30 yesterday evening or on Wednesday evening, and had any information on it, to make that available to them.
The parish priest, Father Con McLaughlin, has been saying words can't describe how people in Carndonagh are feeling about this news.
That's true, Anya, and we spoke to many people yesterday, and many echoed the very same sentiments, and it's heartbreaking, Anya. Very heartbreaking. He said words were not adequate to describe it, and it was something that Father Con McLaughlin said in his years as a priest, that different tragedies that happened over the years and senior communities can come and support each other as well. And over the past, last night as well, a lot of community groups, sporting groups, different organisations have shared statements making condolences and sympathies with the families and those affected by this tragedy. And Malin GA, in their statement that they offered, they said their thoughts and prayers to those affected by the heartbreaking loss. And they said as well, we ask everyone to keep them and those who have suffered through similar tragedies in their thoughts and in their prayers. And many people we spoke to yesterday echoed those same sentiments as well, because in Inishowen, unfortunately, it's seen a lot of tragedies over the years. And people spoke about that too yesterday, that it's a difficult time for community. And Councillor Martin McDermott, I know you'll be talking to him later, he's the Caoilte of the Inishowen Municipal District, and he said the community will do whatever they can in the days, weeks and months ahead to provide support to those people that are being affected by this terrible tragedy. And a lot of people did pay a special word of thanks to the first responders and to the Gardaí who responded to the scene of this terrible tragedy on Wednesday evening, Anya.
Shane O'Carine, thank you for filling us in on all of that. And we'll have more on this later in the programme. That's Shane O'Carine, our Northwest correspondent. The time now, 7:19. The time now is 9:14. And on the line is Councillor Martin McDermott, Cathaoirleach Inishowen Municipal District Council. Martin, we know their names now. Natalie McLaughlin, her 6-year-old daughter Ella, both of them killed in that crash on the R240 on Wednesday evening. Our condolences to you and all the community in Carndonagh this morning.
Thanks, Sonia.
What can you tell us about them?
Well, look, it's a tragic day. It's a tragic few days here in Inishowen, particularly here in North Inishowen. And the loss of a young mother and a young daughter, 6 years of age, I don't think you can put that into words. I don't think anyone can realise how that is until they come to your own door. The community here are shocked, saddened, but you know, the community at the same time here in Carindona, and particularly here in North Innishowen, with family, you know, tied from different areas, from Mavol to Glengad to Carindona. They'll all come together to get behind the family to do whatever they can for them over the next few days, weeks and months, which will be very difficult for everyone involved.
And Natalie had grown up there?
Yeah, and Natalie worked in the local doctor surgery here in Carindona, so we'll be well known by people coming in and out to the surgery on a daily basis. Little girl went to the school here in Carindona, and you know, it's just, you just can't put into words what people are feeling here at the minute. It's just, people are numbstruck, and it's just happened too often here in Innishowen, and you know, we just can't get our heads around why these type of accidents keep happening.
And the grief getting worse every time, I'd imagine, and bringing it back for everyone who was involved in, you know, previous incidents and so on.
Yeah, and that's everyone that there's been quite a number of accidents, as you know, over the last number of years. That brings it all back to those people as well that are sitting at home and hear the devastating news that there's another accident with fatalities. It brings it all back to them as well. But look, I think as a community, and we have to just get behind the family now and do whatever we can over the next short period of time to try and to help them, to be there for them, and to do whatever we can to make sure that they're looked after over the next, particularly the next few days, which will be very difficult. But the next few weeks and months will be even more difficult.
And I know the Gardaí have appealed for witnesses who were using the R240 on Wednesday evening as they investigate all of this. It's a critical road, isn't it, for Innishowen, that? Is it known to be particularly dangerous?
No, it's a critical road. It's the main artery into North Innishowen, coming from Letterkenny or coming from Derry. It's the main artery that brings you into North Innishowen. There's quite a lot of traffic on that road. Quite a lot of people travel from work and everything through that road. So, yeah, it's dangerous enough. Like every other road, it can have it has its areas that are very dangerous. The Gardaí are appealing to anyone that was on that stretch of road from about 6 to 6:30 that evening, to come forward with any information they have. I just want to acknowledge on you as well the emergency services, the Gardaí, the fire brigade, the ambulance service, and the Coast Guard helicopter, and the doctors for the Trojan work that they'd done that evening. I just happened to come on the scene. I was coming from Letterkenny, and you know, the work that those people were doing was immense, yeah. And they'd done everything they could to help. To save life, but tragically they couldn't, and for Natalie or Ella. But I just want to acknowledge the work that they do.
And Martin, I know, as you've said, this is a community that's suffering this morning. It's suffered in the past. It's also a community that's used to rallying round and caring for each other at times like this, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've had our fair share of times to do this, but from car accidents to fishing tragedies, we've had lots of them in this area with down through the years. So everyone always comes together, and they will certainly come together again and do everything they can to help the family.
Our deepest sympathies to all of you, and thank you for talking to us this morning.
Thank you, Anya.
Take care. That's Councillor Martin McDermott, the Cathaoirleach of Innishowen Municipal District Council. We'll have more after the break.